It's 8 a.m. The temperature is around 12 degrees. The weather is too cold and too rainy for the season. Most businesses are still closed, but the first pilgrims are on the road. Jews are heading for the Wailing Wall. Muslims are heading for the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Christians are heading for the Way of the Cross, the Via Dolorosa, and at the end of the Way of the Cross, the Holy Sepulchre, the place where their Saviour rose from the dead. Headmistress Teri Bulata is expected at her school in Abu Dis. The Franciscans celebrate Holy Mass at the Holy Sepulchre. Father Armando Perucci plays the organ. Bogdan Oralbekov begins his day with a prayer. He has a heartfelt relationship with the Virgin Mary. The Old City of Jerusalem lies in the eastern part of town. According to the UN, it's part of the Palestinian territories. For Israel, it's part of its capital. It's divided into four quarters, a Jewish quarter, a Muslim quarter, a Christian quarter, and an Armenian quarter. Sacred sites of three world religions share a very small space: the Wailing Wall, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the Holy Sepulchre. Each religion claims its own territory, yet there's only one Jerusalem. The Pils family lives near the Old City of Jerusalem. Their house is part of a Jewish settlement, three families in an Arab quarter. The houses are on a Jewish cemetery. The settlement is protected by security forces. The family is Orthodox. To settle in the Holy Land is a duty, as is having a large number of children.
שלום, אני הבן הבכור במשפחה. אני נולד, אני עכשיו בגיל כמעט 11. עוד חודשיים אני אהיה בן 11. זה העבר, ואני לא יודע את המספר תעודת זהות שלי. וקוראים לו יהודה. זה מה שיש לי לספר על החיים והחיות שלי.
אנחנו זה אישה.
כמה בנים וכמה בנות?
בנים 5 ובנות 4.
מי הכי בוגר? בן כמה ומי הכי צעיר?
מי שעכשיו ראיינתם שר שלום שהוא הכי גדול. והתאומים, רבקה
ואיש. כמה שר שלום?
אני שר שלום כמעט 10,
והתאומים... כמעט 11.
כמעט 11? אני כמעט 10. התאומים, רבקה ויצחק, הם הכי קטנים.
יצחק, Abu Dis used to be a suburb of Jerusalem. Now it's behind the wall, part of the West Bank, cut off from the city. Teri Bulata is headmistress at the primary school. Class starts with a ritual.
استعد ما احلاكم وانتم هيك هاديين صبحتوا بلعين حكي على الصبح استعداد استعد
استعد استعد استعد ايديك على جنبك راسك مرفوع ظهرك مرفوع
ايش بيقول ابو مازن خلي راسك مرفوع انت
فلسطيني
خلي راسك مرفوع انت
فلسطيني
יאללה, להתארץ. מה?
Bogdan Oralbekov came to Jerusalem a year ago as a pilgrim. He only meant to stay for a few days, but the city wouldn't let him leave, the place where Jesus was crucified. He lives in a cheap lodging for pilgrims. His earthly possessions fill a couple of plastic bags. His wealth consists of images of the saints. A Russian millionaire sometimes sends him money.
Special water.
Saint water, yes. Jesus Christ was baptized in the Jordan River. So it's triple special water. You cannot find it anywhere in source. It's just in Jordan River, it's just on the day when he was baptized.
Very special water.
What do you feel when you get it on your hair?
Well, it's something... Well, it's just very... blessing. Blessing. It's kind of special blessing. Okay.
So. Bogdan is a member of the Russian Orthodox Church. He only allows pictures of the Tsar's family next to the pictures of the saints. Every morning, he follows the path of his savior. Bogdan's first destination is the Holy Sepulchre, past the sweet shops in the old city. Yakir Levi is expected for a flag ceremony in the barracks. Those who travel by car are stuck in the rush hour. It's still quiet in front of the Holy Sepulchre. Inside, the Franciscans celebrate Catholic Mass. For over 25 years now, Father Armando Perucci has played the organ. Most believers visit Jerusalem only once in their lives to feel the power of the place. For some, the place is nothing more than an idea. For others, every single stone is sacred, touched by God. In Abu Dis, Teri Bulata has not let her pupils into class yet.
النظافة بتبلش أول إشي من الشخص على جسمه وبعدين نظافته على بيئته وبعدين نظافته على الوطن مزبوط؟
مزبوط
جاهزين لنهاركم يبلش؟
جاهزين
إلى الصفوف ليش تعال 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 وين زي المدرسة؟ وين زي المدرسة؟ انت عليك رياضه وين بلوزه الرياضه ليش مش مرتب تعرفش تغسلها على ايدك تستنى امك لازم امك تقوم من الصبح تغسلها تعرفش من الليل تحضر اواعي المدرسه تفضل صباح النور كيفكم ضب القميص في قلب البنطلون ليش هيك مهرجل ضب قميصك في قلب البنطلون أيوة ضبه الولد النظيف والمرتب من الصبح ببلش مرتب صباح الخير
Quarter past eight. Those who aren't in school yet will be late. In East Jerusalem, schools are small with a large number of pupils per class. playgrounds and gyms are rare. There aren't enough rooms or teachers. If it is a little late, Sephora Pilz takes 7 of her 9 children to school or to kindergarten. Legacy Hotel, Chef Johnny Gorick plans dinner.
Ahmed. Ya Ahmed. Ta'al.
Yala, bravo khamoudi. Yala, yala, vite au khamoud. Yala, khamoud.
Kiryat Shmuel is a quarter in the west of Jerusalem. And for a few years now, the home for AFP correspondent Philippe Agré, his wife Isabelle, and daughter Sophie.
Là, elle se prépare. Les choses de jeune fille. D'adolescente. Et je crois que c'est plus important ici qu'à Paris, pour elle. Parce que ici, à Jérusalem, pour une jeune fille française, franco-française, c'est assez austère. Et donc, elle tient à rester une jeune parisienne, en fait. Ici, je crois qu'on n'oubliera jamais cette expérience. Jamais, jamais.
Pourquoi ?
Parce que c'est très intense. Parce que c'est très intense.
Philippe Agré prefers classical music in the morning. Piano, together with the latest news and French bread. At the Legacy Hotel, Johnny Gorick checks on the breakfast buffet. It's a 4-star hotel. In the evening, the breakfast room turns into one of the best restaurants in town.
How's everything? Excellent. Have a good day.
The restaurant is often booked for family festivities, for birthdays, weddings, anniversaries.
ليلة ليلة أنس الليلة مش عارف شو عندك already 46 reservation. تكتك أمورنا ال ال على كارت. برجيو سدر فخاد وسدر برجيو واحد 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 وكباب مع French fries طحينة دب وعندك 8 ولاد صغار هدول بس شيش طوب بس برقيت وصدر يعني بدنا نعمل حساب الديزرت كيك شوكولات ايسينج وات ايفر هلا ال 21 شخص هدول نزارين ها الساعه 8 بس بدهم برايفت سيكشن انتبه مزات 8 سلطات تبل فتوش دا 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 اورينت العاد ميكس جريل اللي تبعنا تبع المطعم او سيبري
kindergarten Avram Pilz goes to is in the Old City. In peacetime, a magnet for pilgrims and tourists. But peacetime can be over in a heartbeat. The Near East is riddled with conflicts, with Jerusalem at their center. News agencies announce the Israeli Premier Netanyahu is still in London and the US Foreign Secretary is worried about the region.
Voilà, donc là je suis en train de me pencher sur l'AFP. Voilà, et alors moi je vais regarder un petit peu sur Israël, hein, sur Israël et les territoires. Voilà, donc on avait Netanyahou à Londres, qui a rencontré Cameron, le Premier ministre britannique. Voilà, quelques banalités sur le processus de paix. Et le secrétaire d'État américain, qui également nous ratifie quelques banalités sur le processus de paix. Je vois Kerry plus que 2 ans pour parvenir à un accord de paix israélo-palestinien. Ben voilà, donc.
The anointing stone is at the entrance of the Holy Sepulchre. After crucifixion, the body of Jesus is said to have been laid out here. Pilgrims put cloth and bottles of water, money and candles on the stone, hoping for blessings. Avram attends a religious kindergarten. He will learn to study the Torah and to lead a devout life. He will see Palestinians only from afar.
أني شفت الشاب جاب لك هاي الكاسة بدون حتى ما يسألك.
آه لا أنا بس أدخل الصبح على الأوتيل اللي بعرفه يعني إني بشرب قهوة فأوريدي بحضروا لي إياها بجوا الشباب.
تعرف كشيف بدك تركز من الصبح. It's a long day.
تبلش بفنجان القهوة وت ends up ب God knows what.
Staff Sergeant Yakir Levy musters his soldiers. Jerusalem has seen many wars and uprisings, street riots and assassinations. The peace is fragile. A spark is sufficient to set the city on fire. Police and the military are ubiquitous. Thank you. Holy Sepulchre was built on Golgotha, the site of the crucifixion. Monks will allow believers just a short moment to pray underneath it. The next group of believers is waiting.
מסדר יעבור לדום. מסדר דום? מסדר יעבור לנוח? עמוד נוח. להנפת דגל הלאום, המסדר יעבור לדום. מסדר דום.
Bogdan Oralbekov also has to queue in front of the 12th station of the cross. And he too is only granted a few seconds for his prayer.
It's not on station.
Six Christian religions share the Holy Sepulchre. There's a strict schedule for services. When one is completed, the next one begins. If Mass overruns, there'll be trouble.
Dobbiamo vivere insieme e delle volte dobbiamo ignorarci. Noi finiamo la nostra messa e loro finiscono la loro messa. Il Signore ci comprende tutti, ha pazienza e anche noi dobbiamo avere pazienza.
Gesù si è preslato, Mazzari, un crepleno. Gesù si è preslato, un prorocco, vi spavano.
Go, 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 go.
That's normal, that's normal.
I'm sure that's evil inside him. But I never despair. Ісусі преславний царі укріплення, Ісусі прилюбимий пророков ісполнення, Ісусі придівний мучеников крепості, Ісусі притіхий монахов радостю, Ісусі примилостив пресвітеров сладостю, Ісусі примилосердий посніков воздержання, Ісусі присладостний преподобних радвину, Ісусі причесний дьосаних целомутри, Ісусі предвечний...
It's 8:30 a.m. The temperature is around 12 degrees. The citizens of Jerusalem live on soil soaked with history. Jews and Romans ruled the city, Christians and Muslims. The oldest findings are estimated to date back to 5000 BC. Every stone has a meaning. Every cut of the spade leads into the past. Mass is over. Father Armando Perucci leaves the Holy Sepulchre. Marit Zimmerman is still getting ready, yet she's expected at work at 9 a.m., a women's refuge in the center of town. Hervé Barre is an archaeologist, wears a hat, and is waiting for permission to enter his site. It's right at the Wailing Wall. Up until World War I, Palestine was part of the Ottoman Empire. Afterwards, it became a British mandated territory. At the center of the mandate, Jerusalem. After Israeli independence, the city was divided in 1948. The east became part of Jordan, the west became the capital of Israel. During the Six-Day War in 1967, Israel conquered the eastern side of the town as well, extended its borders, and declared the whole of Jerusalem to be the capital of the country. This status is not internationally recognized. According to the UN, East Jerusalem is an occupied territory and claimed by the Palestinians as their capital. Temple Mount has 11 access points. Only one is for non-Muslims, a wooden bridge leading to the Mukhrabi Gate. The bridge was originally a dam, which collapsed in 2004. Since then, it's a makeshift. Underneath the bridge, archaeologists like Hervé Barre dig for traces of history. He's French and works for the Israeli Antiquities Authority. When the works began, the Palestinians suspected a political maneuver, the conquest of Temple Mount by Israel. The scientists were greeted with stones.
Le camp de base du chantier, c'est là où on entrepose le matériel, le mobilier, et où j'ai mon bureau pour rédiger l'enregistrement de la fouille. Et là, donc, les ouvriers viennent d'arriver. C'est normalement le moment où ils se préparent, où ils se changent de chaussures, de vêtements, s'il faut, pour rentrer sur le chantier. Maintenant, comme il pleut, là, ils vont attendre qu'il arrête de pleuvoir. Ils se préparent pendant ce temps-là.
It's one of the last rainy days of the year. There won't be a drop of water in summer. Those with a roof over their heads seek refuge in a house. Those without search for a dry place.
Yeah, it's dry here.
Yohanan is from the US. Maybe that's his real name. Then again, maybe not.
Yeah. You know, a lady just told me yesterday, she said, it won't rain anymore. I told her I was praying for rain. She says, well, it won't rain anymore. It's going to be very dry. You know, so she got her comeuppance. I can't tell you the rain, you know, we just have no idea how wonderful nature is. We think we're so smart, you know. We think, and but there's no money in the rain, you know. Oh, I'm so thankful for the rain, I tell you. This is a song I like to sing sometimes when it rains. It says, Hallelujah. I can't sing that high. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.
Muslims, Christians, Romans, and Jews have erected holy sites on Temple Mount. Those who claim ownership to the mountain are looking underground for proof, shards, coins, or inscriptions. Witnesses of the past and political arguments for the present.
On trouve énormément de céramique. La céramique, la poterie, c'est ce que j'appelle toujours le repas quotidien de l'archéologue. Ça, c'est parmi le, on trouve des ossements d'animaux, on trouve du fer, on trouve des monnaies, mais la plus grosse quantité de matériel que l'on trouve, c'est la céramique. Et c'est le fil conducteur pour l'archéologue, c'est ce qui nous permet le mieux de dater les strates, la stratigraphie et les couches archéologiques.
Most shards date back to the early Middle Ages, dating back over 1,000 years to Byzantium, when the city was ruled by Christians.
I did this morning. I was doing this. I thought maybe you'd come and catch me. I picked up a whole lot of this, and now you might think it was just trash, but I don't think in the beginning of Israel. There's a lot of people that don't mind me living here because their grandparents or their parents had no place to stay when they came here, see? There's a different mentality here, still pioneer mentality quite a bit. I've been doing this for 12 years. I might spend an hour a day doing this, you know? But it gives you a good feeling, it looks nice. And these people really appreciate it here, that live along here. One lady, she said, "This street is clean, and it's because of you." So I think of that every time I do it. That I said, "Now I'm your slave. I have to do this," you know. I won't go across the street. I breathe these cars, I get sick.
Underneath the square in front of the Wailing Wall, the past is stored in layers. Remains of temples, churches, synagogues and bathing houses, of bloody campaigns and times of peace. Transport consists of a metro and tight network of bus lines. During the morning rush hour, the streets are often congested and buses don't always get through. Marit is expected at the women's refuge at 9 a.m.
Die lassen einen nicht so viel Zeit zum Einsteigen und Aussteigen. Jedes Mal. Naja, nimm mal den nächsten. Das sind übrigens die arabischen Busse, wo kein Israeli mitfährt, sondern nur die arabischen Mitbürger hier.
They're digging carefully at Temple Mount. radical Jews want to erect a new temple on the mountain and to expel the Muslims. Radical Muslims spread rumors that there's never been a Jewish temple.
Quand tu travailles à la pioche, tu t'arrêtes 5-10 cm de cette...
Tu
descends 20 cm et après tu travailles à la, ta paroi, la truelle. Mais mm-hmm. tout de là jusqu'au mur, tu peux y aller.
Mizrahi is an entrepreneur. Her family owns a cafe, a bar, and a bakery at the Mahane Yehuda. The market is, for the most part, a man's world.
קונדיטוריה לבדוק מה נשמע, לראות שהכל בסדר, לבדוק מה שלום מילה. אחד המעברים המקסימים בשוק, מהמדרגות האלה, תמיד מסריחות משתן. אני צריכה לרדוף פה אחרי כל מיני זקנים שחושבים שזה נאה ויהיה להשתין פה על הקירות.
During the night shift, the fridge was left open. Bread and croissants can't be sold because the dough went in the bin. Her colleague tries to limit the damage, but she's at her wit's end and urgently needs help.
Don't worry. להביא לך את הבצקים הזה, שיוכלו להביא לך. שעוואתי לך רגע, נשלח אותו. בסדר.
שיהיה לך יבוקים.
יאללה. זו רק אחת מ-30 העובדים שיש לי. אני צריכה להתמודד עם האגרסיות של כולם. אחר כך שואלים אותי מה אני עושה עם האגרסיות שלי, אז כשאני... משתדלת לפרק אותם בשחייה או בריצה.
Twelve years ago, Yohanan came to Jerusalem. He's been living in a park ever since. He knows every bush, every tree.
Thank God everything's here.
For some of the residents, he's a nuisance. For others, he's a saint. He lives off presents and stuff that he finds.
How good is the tap water in Jerusalem?
I get a headache if I drink it immediately. You're very sick from it. The best water in Jerusalem is from Switzerland. But it's cheap. I want to show you something. I lost my teeth, so this has been really great for me. This is from the Dominican ambassador. They leave food for me sometimes. So I'm so sensitive, I can smell it and know if it's something's wrong with it. So, see? This is my best food, it just clears my head.
Marit lives and works in the west of town. On three sides, the Israeli part of Jerusalem is surrounded by the West Bank, but the population is increasing. Building sites everywhere. Housing is scarce. While they scour the earth for history, on the surface, they argue over the future. Jewish settlements are established in the eastern part of town. For Palestinians, it's difficult to get a building permit and sometimes hard to keep their homes. Years ago, Mohammed Saleh Salah Castero built a house in Beit Hanina, a Palestinian quarter. It contained apartments for him and his family, for his brother and the children. He earned the money in the Gulf states. In February, the city council contacted him. His house had allegedly been built without a permit and had to be demolished. Hard to figure out if that's true in the jungle of bureaucracy. There are plans, permits, changes. The excavators came early in the morning. Since then, he's lived in a makeshift.
بعيش بهذا الكرفان او بعيش المسميات الثانيه اللي له. طبعا انا من 5/2 بعد ما هدموا البيت عشنا حوالي اكثر من شهر بالخيمه يمكن شفتوها برا عبين ما يعني الله بعث لنا هذا واشتريناه وقعدنا فيه يعني وضع اهون من الخيمه بظن. وإحنا صرنا عايشين فيه يعني حوالي شهرين أو أقل شوي. هاي انت زي ما انت شايف الصبح فيش حمام فيش مطبخ، هاي الاولاد زي ما انت شايف ترى كيف بناموا، كلهم كبار صغار بنات اولاد كلهم مع بعض، فيش حتى محل الاواعي اشي تحت التخت، فيش خزانه فيش اي اشي، واحنا مدبرين امورنا على زي ما انت شايف.
Moran Mizrahi's cafe is in the middle of Mahane Yehuda. She only wants to check in, see how the employees are doing, did they open on time, is the cash still in order. But first and foremost, she has to find somebody to help out at the bakery, where help is badly needed.
יואבי, הוא יוכל לרדת חמש דקות למחסן, הוואטה? עוד מעט, בסדר, שיעשה כלים, בסדר? ייקח קצת קופסאות ללמטה ויביא לילת הבצקים מהמחסן, טוב?
עוד עוד יש לבן. תבוא עוד אינטרנט. תבוא עוד אינטרנט. ردي ردي انا وصل امك قولي ما بدي امك هون وين راحوا للدخان هاتي لي الدخان هاي انا بعد
في الغرفه
انت حطيتك طيب
لما وين تلفوني
شوفي لي القداحه كمان بالجاكيت هاي هاتي لي اياها وهات المتكه كمان
Philippe Agré is the head of the news agency AFP in Jerusalem. His office reports from Israel and the Palestinian territories.
Okay, we go. We stop. Just...
The headlines in the news this morning. The US Foreign Secretary John Kerry is planning a peace initiative. There was an attack in the south of Israel.
The rocket which was launched from the Sinai, Egyptian Sinai, to Eilat yesterday morning. Okay, that's the main news for Israel and the territories, and Kerry, two-state solution could be dead within 2 years.
The news determines Philippe's day. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with events. Other days are strangely peaceful in Jerusalem. Marit Zimmerman's workplace lies hidden behind tall walls. The address of the women's refuge is passed on secretly. It's open to all women, regardless of their religion.
Hi,
good morning. How are you?
Okay?
Everything's okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay, so we'll see you.
Yeah, see you later.
Wonderful. Bye.
Marit is supposed to look after the children for the next few hours, play and sing with them, prepare food, change nappies, or take them for walks.
מה זה? רפאל, אני לא
The women that arrives here come from all the places in Israel, not from our city, and they come after they suffer in most cases many years of violence. They come with their children, and we help them to go on with their life and to leave the violent spouse and to begin new life with their children. And we are doing our best, and it's not easy way for them.
הרגליים עצופות והגב סקוף סקוף והפה סקוף סקוף ויש
שקל עוד פעם
יאללה
On the news this morning, staff of the Israeli airline El Al want to go on strike. The US Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is expected in Israel on the weekend. The Prime Minister is absent from the Israeli Parliament, the Knesset. Benjamin Netanyahu is in London. Attending talks. Who does Jerusalem belong to? Who owns the land? Who has history on his side?
You know this flower? It's a wonderful flower, Queen Anne's lace. It'll soon be all over the park. And it's wild carrot, and it tastes like a carrot. You can eat the tops, and maybe a dog pooped on this, but I don't, pissed on it. Tastes like carrots. It's wild carrot. Carrots will go wild like this. There's a lot of wild food in this park. I could leave much on the food in this park, but I don't want to eat the park up. Tastes like carrots. It's wild carrot, Queen Anne's lace. But the center is reputed to be good against epilepsy, and I can feel it. It must have a lot of magnesium in it, which is the number one deficiency worldwide. Only Egypt's soil has enough magnesium, according to the World Health Organization. So you eat that center thing, I can feel myself relaxed. That's the beauty of being so sensitive. I'm so sensitive to, but I'm also sensitive to the good. You know, if one guy says, you're the king of the park. I said, no, he's the king of the park.